considering the theme of recollections of Ajahn Chah, then I could give a bit of background for my own connection with Ajahn Chah. I first heard of him in probably late 1973. I was practicing in a monastery on the outskirts of Bangkok, where I actually took a, in my idea, a temporary ordination for 3 or 4 months, just to get a bit of experience and go on my way. I had places to go and things to do. And then I kept hearing of Ajahn Chah. I kept hearing of the forest monks up in the northeast of Thailand. So that in early 1974, I took my ordination was the beginning of January, and I don't know, late January, early February or something like that, I went up to the northeast of Thailand to pay respects to Ajahn Chah. And and when I arrived at the monastery, I went in. It was early morning. Monks had just finished their alms round, and there's this scene of stillness, but then activity, and the monks are all quiet, going about their coming back from alms round. I went up and paid respects to Ajahn Chah, and did my 3 bows, and then he just sort of looked at me and said, "If you want to stay here, you have to stay at least 5 years." So that was my introduction to Ajahn Chah as a person. And oh, excellent. Excellent. I was actually going to bring a big one this morning. How do we get it? Oh, thank you, Jen. Let's give a... How do we do it? I'm not sure. Can we get it? Just maybe if it were propped up on the side there, that would... I think that's... Without some special prompts, give me... Is that going to work? Kovilo, could you pull that out? Yeah. Pull that forward.
Is that okay?
Pull that forward. No, the with the antennas. Oh, that's going to work.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's going to work. That's perfect. Okay.
Thank you, Ajahn.
Wow, thank you.
Pleasure to bring him in. He says, I'm kind of big this morning.
Yeah, he's a big presence. I was contemplating bringing a... we have a large picture of Ajahn Chah up in our new building. And we're thinking about bringing it, but then our van is off with a group of monks, and it was a bit of a scramble to get transportation together. We hardly had enough space for ourselves and a cup of tea this morning in the vehicle. So the image that we were going to bring was it's actually a needlepoint. It was offered villagers at Bung Wai, which is where the International Forest Monastery is. It's something that they started doing this last year or so, and various people have been doing these needlepoints of Ajahn Chah, and it'll take 6 months, 9 months, a year to do a real act of faith, and then they just finish this. One particular person had just finished theirs. They'd been working on it 9 months, and then just came and offered it to bring to Abhayagiri. So it's, but we didn't bring it down. So we have this one, which is a wonderful image of Ajahn Chah.